Welcome to this week's audio boo for 3millionyears.co.uk. It's the 23rd of February, 2011, and I'm Michael. First of all, today's this week's news. Comixology have released their latest comics for the week, one of which is the excellent Harbour Moon, which I reviewed a couple of weeks ago, and is also available as a trade paperback graphic novel. Excellent comic to read. There's a free 20-page preview to read on the Comixology app and online, so that's definitely well worth a look. And it's available, the full issue, on your iPhone or online for $9.99. In this week's big news is Graphically have announced their app is now available on Android platform phones with an added touch of Marvel Comics. For the first time, are going to be available on the Android phones. So this is quite big news, and Graphically have made a big leap in front of Comixology and iVerse with this news here. Also available on Comixology is Robert Kirkman's / Skybound preview for Sky Dinosaurs. Well worth a look at. I'll be looking at that hopefully tonight or tomorrow night maybe. See what I think of that, and maybe even the whole issue will be available on Comixology when released. Check out on 3millionyears.co.uk my poll I've got about what do you actually read your comics on. Graphically, Comixology, iVerse, or any other, which are things like PSP, Arve Comics. There's a few different options available. It'd be a good idea to get an idea on how popular these platforms are. This week's comics will be trickling onto the website as soon as I get the information. I noticed that Comixology have got the whole 8 issues for Secret Invasion available on their main comics app at the moment, whereas Graphically have got released their latest list of comics for last week. Graphically, of course, release new comics every day, so the list I post online are just the comics that have been released over the previous week. I haven't had any information from Marvel yet on what's going to be available on their app. Also, I haven't had any information from Marvel on what new comics are available on the Marvel Digital Service, which is a little bit annoying. We'll see where that comes from. IDW don't seem to be releasing a huge amount digitally at the moment. Hopefully that's going to be changing with their new policies. So as soon as I get some information on those, I will be putting those in. On the site, I'll be adding in extra webcomic reviews, which are always helpful. There seems to be a bigger mix of webcomics and digital comics now. The lines are getting increasingly blurred, so we're seeing a lot more webcomics now coming available on the as an app on the iPhone, iPad, or the like. Control-Alt-Delete being a very good example there. And that's it for this week. Hopefully I'll have some more news later in the week, some more reviews and information of new comics coming up available. Obviously, if you want to contact me, you've got your own digital comic or your own apps, please contact me on 3millionyears.co.uk. There's a contact form there, also with email addresses. I'm available on Twitter as Michael J. Nimmo. You can get me any of these methods. Please send anything through. Thank you.